This is my kind of podcast.
It's a genius idea, isn't it?
It's a great rhymes.
Idea. Do you like it?
Yeah.
I think it's for women everywhere.
It's White Wine Question Time with me, Kate Thornton. Each week, I'll be bringing together three well-known friends with three bottles of wine and three thought-provoking questions. That's White Wine Question Time. Subscribe now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon Atavacan and Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old broads. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. And as usual, here I am with my gorgeous, talented friend and co-host, Ben Mandelker, who also created and writes The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can find over on the YouTube. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's going on?
Nothing. Just excited to be here to record a lovely Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. How could you hurt me? Recap.
Yeah, I'm excited. This thing is spiraling out of control, and I'm into it. I'm into it.
So we're going to do that, but quick chill. We are going to be in D.C. this Friday. Sold out. Sorry. See you in D.C., everybody. We're going to be doing Real Housewives of New York over there. We're super excited. Biggest show ever. And then we're going to be in Austin for South by Southwest Tuesday at around noon, 12:30. So come to that, guys. It is badge holders are let in first, but we don't think we're going to have a ton of badge holders coming to that. We think it's going to be mostly you guys. So if you've RSVP'd, just come. RSVPs are let in right after badge holders, and it's free for you. So yeah. Come check that out. That's going to be a super fun, important show. And then Saturday, we're going to be in Cincinnati for two shows. One of those shows is sold out. But the other one is our happy hour show, and that is still open. So get your tickets and come see us in Cincy. We're going to have an amazing time over there, everybody.
This is very, very true. In fact, Ronnie and I will be reenacting the opening credits of WKRP in Cincinnati. So come for that, everyone. You can be Lonnie. I'll be the guy who played Herb.
Thank you. I can be Lonnie. It's like the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, so. I'm letting you be Lonnie Anderson. It's my gift to you.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to return it to a shelter.
No.
Okay, so everybody.
You were supposed to return Lonnie Anderson to me.
Welcome to another infuriating season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're already, I'm sick of the storyline because I've been reading about it nonstop on the internet, but I'm not sick of it at all because I'm furious about it. But then I'm also sick of being furious about it. But then more stuff keeps coming out, like John Sessa, who works for Vanderpump and is involved in this fight with the other John Blizzard, who's apparently like some 20-year-old twink. So John Sessa went on some radio show, podcast, whatever. I'm sorry, I don't have credits because that's how I am here. At Watch What Crappens. But he went on and he was going off and he's like, Lisa doesn't boss me around. I'm her partner, not her employee, and she doesn't get to tell me what to do. We got in a fight about this and I was like, damn it, I am bringing it on camera. I don't care. No one tells me what to do. And he said that he heard from the shelter that a reality star came in to bring this dog in Orange County, like a Real Housewives star or something. So it's not looking good for Dorit. It looks like he is basically saying that Dorit actually did take the dog herself.
Directly to a shelter. There was no Shelly Tur. It went directly to
yes, but that,
shelter.
Isn't that funny? Because we're calling the friend Shelly Tur, which is the shelter. Because, I mean, I figured she took it to the shelter. My only doubt of that was that she took it to Orange County, because I don't see Dorit giving a whole day to driving all the way to Orange County. That's far. But
she may have gotten lost. I mean, she doesn't even know where to get pita in Los Angeles, okay? Or flatbread. Flatbread was what she was looking for. I'm, like, still remembering that one little detail from her first season. I'm like, she doesn't even know to go on the Fairfax Avenue, amongst other places.
Yeah. So, according to him, it looks like Dorit actually did take that dog, which makes no sense, except that she was probably taking it to Orange County, figuring that was far enough away that she wouldn't get caught, not knowing right. that the dog is chipped.
Right, which is so excessive because she could have also just returned it to Vanderpump Dogs. But I don't know. For some reason, I don't believe anything that John Sessa ever says because I don't know. I just don't trust him. Also, when he's like, I am a partner, I mean, we see that Tom and Tom are partners in TomTom and they have like a 5% stake. So being a partner with Lisa Vanderpump is sometimes a little semantics-y, you know?
Yeah. True. So I don't know what's true, but I felt our duty to report that half-assedly to our listeners.
Yeah, I also feel like, though, that like he may be a partner in Vanderpump Dogs, but this is Lisa's show, and he's going in there to blow up basically Lisa's spot in a certain sort of way is fucked up. And if you were a good partner, you wouldn't do that unless you were instructed to. So, like, I don't understand the logic of that. Like, I would never go on to a show and then say something that would make you look really shitty, Ronnie, and be like, whatever, Ronnie can't control me. I say whatever I want. Like, that's fucked up. If that's your partner, you shouldn't be saying stuff like that that would then make Lisa look terrible.
Yeah, so who knows the truth, but there you have it, everybody.
Yeah.
So we open this episode with a very special opening. Instead of previously, we get like this super... overly dramatic opening of Dorit on a beach, like looking out over the beach.
I know.
She's like, I tried to rescue a dog and it blew up in my face.
She means it literally. She once tried to rescue a dog and the dog exploded in her face. And she's been traumatized. It was a horrible experience for her.
Yeah. She's like, well, I tried to give the dog to a woman who fell in love with her. And it turned out it wasn't the right fit for her family. And to chop it all off, I found out people have been gossiping about me.
Worst crime of all. People have been gossiping about Dorit.
Dorit rewriting her own crimes is hilarious. It blew up in your face, Dorit. And then we get to see the shot of PK with a little tiny dot of blood on his nose from the dog. I mean, come on.
You know what? Like, you know why it blew up in your face? Because you didn't follow the rules. You know? It's like being... like on the in the Hurt Locker and you decide, you know what, this time I'm gonna cut the red wire because I'm sick of cutting the blue wire, and then it explodes and you're like, this all blew up in my face, quite literally. It's like, yeah, because the instructions were you cut the blue wire, not the red wire, bomb squad jerk.
Yeah, she would never be a Charlie's Angel. Like, never.
No.
The shit would just be exploding all over.
She would be very confused by the intercom.
You told me to cut the numbers on the clock, so I stabbed it with a knife. It's like, no, we told you to cut the blue wire, you dope.
PK, this box keeps on talking to me, and I don't know why. I thought it was just a box. Why is the box talking to me, PK? PK.
So then we see the clip of Teddy like, well, then John Sessa, pranced your dog out and told Kyle about it. And then we cut to Teddy, who's being very dramatic, too. She's like, hi, I'm Teddy. Last night was a high a shit show, and I don't understand why Lisa Vanderpump tried to high manipulate me.
I was like, that's a little bit like overstating it. Basically, last night at the dinner, they were like, what's going on with this dog? And Lisa was like, well, you know, I had an issue with Dorit, and but we talked about it and we settled it. And Dorit was like, but Lisa, and she's like, well, you should have returned the dog, and that's would have been fine. And now you got Teddy gossiping, and Teddy's like, ooh! Like, that's not really a shit show. That's just sort of like a conversation. And Dorit was a shit show because she started bawling at the table for no good reason.
Yeah, and everybody else was a shit show for surrounding her, going, you are such a good person, Dorit! I was like, really? Tell that to the Bellagio.
Is that where she owes money?
Yeah, I think it's either the Mandalay Bay or Bellagio that they owe $3 million something dollars to from gambling debts.
I'm so mad that we did not get to see on camera the situation of the woman trying to accost Dorit at that at Bahamar.
Yeah, see, this is the same trip that they're all acting like Dorit is this saint. Okay, you just got attacked for like screwing over your Beverly Beach partner. And not only that, you have the gall to have a Beverly Beach hat out for filming. Like,
yeah,
the worst.
The worst. So then we see a flashback of last night, and basically we see Teddy talking with Kyle, and Teddy's like, I just wish John, she basically says, I wish John Blizzard had never talked to her, never told her anything about this. And Kyle goes, you were told for a reason. I'm like, good friend, Kyle. Let's not forget the role that Kyle has played in all this, because none of it would have blown up if Kyle hadn't, you know, dropped a whole bunch of things in front of Rinna, and then Rinna comes over for breakfast, sitting on the floor. I love that we're sitting on the floor. And then Kyle tells her what's going on with the dog. Like, this didn't actually have to blow up, but yeah. Kyle blew it up on
Kyle
purpose.
Kyle told and everybody and then kept bringing it up over and over. And then she has the nerve to say, she fucked Dorit and she fucked you. Fuck off, Kyle. You're the worst. You have always been and remain the worst.
You know, I hold out hope. I'm sorry. Are you guys hearing my Facebook thing going off? Because I'm like trying to turn it off and I feel like everyone's checking their phones right now. I turned it off. I'm sorry. Stupid person messaging me on Facebook. It's probably Kyle. You were messaged on purpose.
Yeah, this was Lisa's fault. It was Lisa's fault that your texts were going off during this show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. But you know what, though? Kyle's basically saying, she's like, Kyle says essentially like, well, Lisa thought that your anger, Teddy, against Dorit would be enough that she'd be able to manipulate you to do things for her, you know? And it's like, I just get mad because especially later on in the episode when Kyle's like, but I'm in this position. I'm like, it's a position that you not necessarily created, but you definitely poked and moved along and you fed the flames. Like in this situation right here, you're feeding stuff to Teddy to make Teddy mad, you know?
Yep. Like, yeah, that's what's so funny about it. Teddy's like, I'm not going to be manipulated. But then she's got Rinna and Kyle on either side of her just like pushing her buttons.
See, oddly enough, I'm not mad at Rinna. You know why? Because I think Rinna is having the best time. Rinna's like, yes, I'm just going to go after this. I think Rinna is like hilarious during all this. Because the thing is this, I get mad at Kyle about this because Kyle is acting like, oh, but I'm trying to be a good friend. I'm caught in the middle. I'm like, no, you are manipulating. But Rinna's just like, oh, shit, I got my opening now. I'm just going to go in for the kill. So I am, like, loving Rinna during this.
Well, Rinna's cracking me up during this, but she's wrong as hell. And she's obviously just using this, you know, and she's, like, blatantly doing it, which I guess is why it's easier to be less mad at her. But I'm mad at her, too. This is bullshit, you know? Once again, here we go, trying to bring somebody down without proper bringing down material. Okay? You're failing again. Okay? And then she brings up the Munchausen thing again, when she's like, I have been through this exact same thing. Yeah, you guys were talking shit about someone behind their back, and you were the one who went on camera and said it. You can't blame everybody else for shit that you do, you know? And now this is what Teddy's trying to do. No one made you go tell everybody, and no one made Kyle do it either, okay?
Yeah.
We don't have any clips of Vanderpump doing that. We have a clip of her employee doing it, but you guys were still the ones who chose to take that ball and run with it. So I do not feel for you, you loser!
Yeah. Yeah. But then, so Lisa does herself no favors because she always defends herself in the most guilty sounding way. She's like, why would my friends think I'm out to get Dorit? Why? I'm not the one who brought it up at the dog center. I have gone out of my way not to talk about this publicly. Which it reminds me, I don't know if you saw the Whitney. Did you see the Whitney documentary?
Nope.
Well, there's a part where L.A. Reid, very famous music executive, they cut to him and he goes, I had no idea this was going on with Whitney. And you're like, okay, sir. It's like Lisa's like very like doe-eyed denials. I had no idea. I'm the L.A. Reid of my circle. Yeah. It's like, okay, all right, Vanderpump, I'm trying to root for you here. Like, you're not doing yourself any favors. Okay.
Ouch. I don't understand why there is a knife slicing my heart after everything Ken and I have done for you.
Why would
Why would my friends think I'm out to get Dorit just because I spent 2 seasons defending her stupid ass while she talked behind my back saying I'm a jealous friend? Why would that ever bother me?
And then they cut to a clip of the night before them walking through the hotel, and Dorit's like, it was never about Lucy's safety, Lisa. And Lisa's like, but of course it was all about Lucy's safety. And she's like, it was never about her safety. It was about me. I'm like, what is your argument here, Dorit?
I know. I was like, I actually think it was about the dog. That's why we're in this mess, because you didn't follow protocol and the dog wound up where it was not supposed to wind up and you messed up. And she's mad at you, okay? And you know what? This is how she deals with her anger, okay? She's just going to try to make you look like an idiot. But now you guys are all mad. Like, God forbid. Yeah, is it a nice thing to make someone look like an idiot? No, it's not a nice thing. It's something we should never aspire to do. But in the world of passive-aggressive reality show, you know, Art of War, it's fairly standard. So I don't know why they're so upset right now.
Yeah, just end it already. Just do what you did before. Say you're sorry and drop it. Okay, why does it have to be this big, huge thing that doesn't even involve anybody else? I'm already tired. I'm tired of being mad. We're 13 minutes into this. I'm tired now. Okay,
I'm exhausted. Super into it. I am super, super into it. I'm so into it. I can't explain why. I just am into it. I'm so into you, like Tamia. So now it's like the next day and everyone's going to do their activities. So Dorit and Denise are going to go snorkeling with like Rinna and Camille. And then Erica and Teddy are going to go play golf. And Erica, by the way, when she calls up Teddy to go play golf, she is wearing so much makeup. I don't know if the glam squad was like out at the breakfast buffet or something like that. But like something went awry with Erica's makeup.
Erica's glam team or glam squad does not know how to do makeup for the sunlight, because Erica's never in the sunlight, you know? It's like 4 a.m, you know, gay club makeup. It's like, I look great black light.
It was definitely some drag queen golf situation happening. I'm like, you know what? I think I understand why she brings them around, because if she's doing it on her own and this is what happened, okay, maybe she needs some help.
Yeah, I doubt she did that on her own.
No, I think that was probably like, we're going to go for a look. We're going to be like, golfing, fabulous. Michelle Kwan. Oh, Michelle Kwan's a Michelle Yee. Okay, never mind. I can't. You know what? Let's just move on.
Yeah.
I was going to try to make like a female golfer reference. And then I think I went to female figure skater. And then I just decided that my analogy was as bad as the makeup.
You're already wrong with female. Okay, you just need to stick with drag queen. I think that was your first mistake.
You know,
it's
what?
Like, which dude does Erica look like dressed up as a woman? Okay. Where you need to be. So Vanderpump calls Kyle and she's like, Kyle, hello, it's Lisa Vanderpump, shot through the heart and dying, bleeding all over my fur phone case. And Kyle's like, let's go shopping. So then Rinna, Denise, Camille, Dorit go to this place where you do your own smoothies by spinning around on a bike.
Yeah, exactly. And so they do that. And Rinna's like, wow, this is so LA. This would be a great LA idea. You know, maybe I'll do this. It's great. Entrepreneurialism. Shark Tank. So then the only thing that was noteworthy about this for me was that when they finally got their drinks, Camille got hers. She's like, wow, another giant. Wow. Doesn't even finish saying drink. She's, it's a giant. Yeah, it's a. No one's gonna say it for me. Okay, I'll just trail off.
Elijah.
It's a giant.
Yeah,
something.
So they're trying to make this the most exciting scene ever, but it's like kind of painful. And Rinna just keeps going, "Hi, how are you? Thank you. Whoa, just drink. Thank you." It's a bike. It's like, oh my God. Okay, so then we go golfing with Teddy and Erica, and Teddy's like, I'm going to need a lot of assistance. I'm Teddy. I'm just terrible at golfing. Look, I'm falling down.
I got a toe cramp, and I'm being accountable about my toe cramp. Hi, I'm Teddy. I have to say, by the way, in general, you know, we're already like sort of riled up, but I'm going to come from a place of positivity. Thank you, Erica and Teddy, for going golfing and not giving the usual, oh my God, we're on a golf cart and we're driving so fast and going over curbs and being crazy. Thank you. It was so nice to not have that little like quote unquote comedy montage moment with the golf cart.
Kind of, but then Teddy ruins it by falling down when she's trying to swing the club. She's like, whoops, I fell. I'm so bad at golf. It's like, all right, you two.
You're turning her into Reza. Be careful. That's so Reza.
That is so me falling down when I'm trying to golf. Golf is such a white lady sport. What the hell?
So now Rinna and her crew are now on a boat. And Rinna like turns to Dorit and is like, how are you feeling after last night when what your own irresponsibility was thrown in your face, but you were still somehow the victim? How do you feel?
I just have to point out that before this, as they get to the boat, she's like, ladies, are you ready for this? Hi! Hello, how are you? It's like, oh my God, just get on the boat already. Okay. Jesus.
It's the lesser known Spike Lee movie, Get on the Boat.
God, just get on the fucking boat already by Spike Lee. He finally wins the Oscar. It's a movie about Rinna just going somewhere and not announcing hello to like half of the population before she gets
getting on
the boat.
A catamaran and then sailing away.
He's like, this is what it took. This is what it fucking took.
So Dorit, never one to be overdramatic, goes,
guys, I feel like I've been run over by a truck. A truck that's been driven by dogs that were left places that had beautiful families.
And Denise's like, can I say something? I'm confused. I don't even hear the story. I mean, I work with rescue sometimes, you know. So here's my question. Did you mention to Lisa that the dog was having a hard time? She's like, no, Lisa, bit picky. Now here's the story, girls. I had adopted a dog previous to Lisa, Maddie, and Maddie bit Phoenix in the face. Like, you keep getting tiny little puppies, and all puppies do is bite and play, okay? What the hell? Lady.
Also, like, maybe train them or maybe teach your children not to get in their faces or separate them. I don't know. I feel like at this point, like, two biters in a row. I mean, dogs bite. They do bite and it's a thing. But, like, also, you know, you also can't just, like, plop a dog down into your life and expect the, especially a rescue, to just be like, oh, the dog will be fine. Like, you have to, like, know how to deal with the dog, I feel like.
Well, when she says that Maddie bit Phoenix on the face, Rinna goes, no! Like she's just hearing all this for the first time, you know? She's just so shocked. And she's like, so well, we took back Maddie, and I spoke to Lucy. I spoke to Lisa the day after she'd gone, after we took Lucy home, right after I spoke with Lisa. And Camille's like, but that's the issue. Lisa probably would have liked to know before you took the dog. And Dorit goes, I don't understand.
Yeah, Camille's like, okay, so before you're about to break the rules of your contract, Lisa probably would have liked you to call in so she could have said, don't do that because the dog will wind up at a kill shelter, will be killed, which is the exact thing we're not trying to do, you know, right, Dorit?
Yeah, and Dorit's just like, no, you don't understand. It's not about that at all. It didn't feel like I didn't deliberately call Lisa. We speak all the time. And she's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should have told Lisa. And she goes, no, that has nothing to do with it. I'm like, that's the whole point, Dorit, of this entire fight, you fucking nimwit.
Yeah, especially, and Camille's like, the fact that you do speak all the time means that, like, it's even weirder that you didn't tell her that this was happening. It makes it seem even shadier, which is not really what Camille said, but she was sort of basically getting at that.
She said it shady. She said, I know all the ladies are mad at what Lisa did, but what about what Dorit did?
That's
shady, isn't it? That's what Dorit did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, you know, it's just like, it's very sad.
Yeah, sad.
That, you know, they talk all the time, but yet she isn't comfortable enough to say something, and it's just like a friendship that's falling apart.
It's falling apart. Serena's like, well, if I were you, I'd be very upset that Lisa Vanderpump created all this. It's fucking bullshit! I'm like, okay, Lisa, God.
Rinna, like, works herself up until she gets so mad that she gets up and starts dancing. She does her laugh thing where she claps and falls back, and then she springs back forward into a dance.
Yeah, she just starts doing the Lisa Rinna. Lisa Rinna had, like, five dances in this episode.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this is how happy she is watching Vanderpump go down in her mind.
And I do want to just, there was one thing, we pretty much addressed it, but I just want to say about what Camille said in her interview. She specifically said, like, you know what, everyone's upset about what Lisa did, but what about what Dorit did, okay? I know you said that she said then that's when she said the shady part, but I was like, I was really happy that someone actually articulated that. Cause I was like, that's what I've been thinking this whole time. Like, Lisa's being shady, but what about Dorit? Dorit did something wrong.
Yeah. Dorit did something wrong.
Getting mad. I'm doing a Rinna over here too. I'm doing like my faux Mick Jagger dance. Like,
oh, dancing. And Camille goes, okay, let's all dance. It's like, no, you're not included, Camille. Sit down.
Camille's already like found like a railing to grab while she spins her hair around but left and right.
Yeah.
So
Kyle and Vanderpump meet to shop. And this is basically a Vanderpump avoidance scene.
It was amazing.
Yeah, here we go again with Kyle trying to talk shit and Vanderpump's just like, let's have a fun shopping scene. Did I mention that my phone case is made of I'm hilarious. And Kyle's like, but what about Dorit? She's like, no, Kyle, can we just talk about it later?
Let's talk about that in a minute, shall we? Like, everything that Kyle said was, like, deferred for some, like, other minute. She's like, Lisa, do you like this dress? Let's talk about that in a minute, shall we? Okay. That adds on to your last minute when there's a penalty minute added on that. So 3 minutes from now, we'll talk about that. But Lisa, 4 minutes now.
Kyle will not stop. And Lisa just keeps going, Kyle, can we just have a good time and talk about this later? And she's like, okay, well, look at these earrings. So what about Dorit, huh? That was crazy. Like, no one even ate.
All right, Kyle, let me just make something clear. I'm not going to talk about this until I'm in front of a baby flamingo, in which case I can make a devastating analogy.
I wish Vanderpump would just go, you stole Kim's house, every time Kyle says she wants to talk about it. Like, every time Kyle tries to bring it up, I just want to hear, house stealer!
Yeah, exactly. So, so now Erica and Teddy are on their golf cart again, and Erica's also eating this all up, and she's, again, I think we said it last week, Erica is basically the sapling left over from Yolanda, and she's growing into like Yolanda proxy. And so Erica's, you know, she's asking, she's like, why would Lisa pit Dorit against Teddy, you know? And she's like, I just think that it's a well-orchestrated plan to turn two women against each other. And
now
Teddy,
let's talk about how you're gonna yell at Vanderpump in front of everybody until she's
God.
And Teddy's like, I know 100% that they were told to tell me, meaning John Blizzard and John Sasso. It's like dun dun dun, and then it goes coming up, and you just see like this baby flamingo running towards Kyle. Odd tonal shift there.
Yeah, so this is where Erica's like,
you just say it again and again until they listen to you. I don't care, I don't give a fuck. And Vanderpump thought Teddy was a punk, but she made a critical mistake.
Yeah, Erica, like, this is like Erica's civil rights moment. She's like, listen, Teddy, you got used. You tell your story no matter how many times. If she says it 100, you say it 100 times also. I'm like, this is so overdramatic.
Yeah, it's really about, ridiculous.
Tell your story about like texting with John Blizzard. Come on.
Yeah. This is huge, people. It's huge. And Teddy's like, I don't want to have to pull out proof. And she goes, pull out the proof.
Just make sure you screenshot it so that you can only see two sentences and nothing that incriminates you. All right, honey?
Yeah, exactly. So meanwhile, Rinna's group goes snorkeling and the music's like all excited. And then like, it just sort of dies out, and we realize there's like nothing in the waters, and we're just like, I've done a lot of snorkeling, baby, and I own it, okay? A lot of diving, and you always see something, okay? But there's nothing. Not a baby fish, not a turtle, not a little snail. It's clear. Lisa Vanderpump manipulated away all the sea life. How rude. Someone got to take her down.
I know. She's like, hi, fish. How are you? Lisa Vanderpump's a bitch, right? And they're like, we're not part of this. They just like went to the other part of the ocean. So, like, you're on your own, bitch.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Now TV Hotline. How can we help?
I've got the best spot on the sofa and a big mug of tea, but I need some great TV. What have you got? got over 300 box sets for you to curl up with, like Game of Thrones.
Amazing!
And we've brought must-see movies so you can put your feet up, with over 1,000 like Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Great! Sorted!
Relax with over 1,000 movies and 300 box sets streaming on Now TV. 18 plus, month passes auto, renew terms apply.
This is my kind of podcast.
It's a genius idea, isn't it?
And it rhymes.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I think it's for women everywhere.
This is White Wine Question Time with me, Kate Thornton. Each week, I'll be bringing together three well-known friends with three bottles of wine and three thought-provoking questions. That's White Wine Question Time. Subscribe now.
So Vanderpump and Kyle go to this cabana, and they sit down, and Vanderpump's like, "Hello, lady who works at this place. I heard that there were little baby fluffy flamingos here. Please bring one over so I can make Kyle love it and then understand what it's like to raise a baby flamingo dog."
I cannot wait to floor Kyle with my flamingo trick.
So then they order, and Vanderpump's like, "Cheers, to not talking about anything upsetting." And Kyle's like, "Okay, cheers. You know, last night, that whole thing was so weird. You know, with Lisa Rinna chiming in. And I mean, we're close. And obviously, I'm going to tell you the other side of what it looks like." And she goes, "All right, Kyle, what's been said? All right, I've got wine coming. Just spit it out." And she's like, "Teddy, she feels set up. I have no idea how she would feel set up, except that I just sat there and told her, you totally set this up to make her look stupid. But, I mean, it's totally confusing to me, you know, so."
Oh, where's that baby flamingo? I need it right now, right now. Baby flamingo, baby flamingo. Caw-caw, caw-caw, caw-caw. That's the code word.
So then we see a flashback of Lisa talking to John on the phone. And he's like, "I'm not your employee. I'm your partner. You don't get to control what I say. I'm sorry, Lisa." Which sounded a little staged. Sounds like she actually she's told him to say that, which is her controlling.
I don't think she told him to say it. I really don't. I think that she probably did what she always does, which she's like, "Oh, John Sessa, I can't believe this happened to a dog that you hand-reared, but I'm a good friend and I don't want it to come out on camera. By the way, the cameras are going to be here Monday, 3 p.m. I sure hope this doesn't get out on camera. Please, please, whatever you do, don't let this get out on camera." He's like, "Well, you are not supposed to be, Lisa."
Yeah, she probably just says reverse psychology on everyone. My theory has always been, ever since the magazine part, I always feel like Lisa, like, yeah, I think there's probably a part of her that definitely loves that he went and said it, but I always feel like she doesn't. I don't feel like she just sits there and says, "You do this." I feel like she just sort of like laughs, like, "Oh yeah, if you said that on camera, I'm sure they'd get a real rise out of that, a real rise." I always feel like she, like, in my mind, she suggests things as a joke, and then people are like, "Okay, I'll do it," and then they do it, and then it causes shit to happen. And they're like, "Well, she made me do it," and she was just making a joke.
Well, it's like, it's why the woman can run all these businesses, because instead of just bossing people around, she makes them think everything's their idea, you know? And that's good business running, okay, boss?
Yeah, that is good.
But I just can't imagine her being like, "John, all right, 3 p.m., the cameras are coming, so bring the dog out, and then we'll do this, and then we'll do that." I'm like,
Yeah. So meanwhile, back on the boat, Denise Richards is still in the dark. She's like, okay, I've got a question. All right. I'm still so confused. A, where are we? B, who are you? And C, what's this dog situation again?" They're like, all right, here's the situation again. Well, actually, no. In this case, Denise was wondering, why would Vanderpump actually do this? And Rinna's like, you know, they're like, "Well, da 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 da," and Rinna goes in, "You didn't do anything, Dorit, okay? You were doing what was right for your children, for God's sake, for your children." I'm like, they weren't about to be shipped off to, like, another country, okay?
"You protect your children 100%, baby, and if she doesn't understand that, you say, 'Fuck you, old woman! That dog was Cujo!'"
Oh, yeah, and this is where she starts dancing. I guess we got our...
Yeah, this is where she starts dancing. And
I
it's
guess
just,
before they're at a restaurant.
The point isn't that she should have kept the dog no matter what, people, okay? Like, God! So then Dorit goes, "I love it, Lisa!" Oh, my God.
She's, like, turning into just, like, a Toyota commercial.
Yeah. So then Vanderpump made a good point. She's like, I couldn't possibly say to Dorit that I didn't say that Teddy instigated it. We were all there. John did it. We saw it. He was out of order. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, everyone's wrong here. You're all ridiculous on this show.
Yeah.
So then we go back to the baby flamingos, and Vanderpump's like, oh, let me ask you, baby flamingo razor. You just said that these are your children. Now, you say you're the parents because you hand-reared them, correct? And she's like, yeah,
are you listening, Kyle? Are you listening, Kyle? Follow along.
She goes, Kyle, that's how John Sessa feels. And she's like, oh, God, Lisa. She's like, oh, you don't understand that.
Are you not torn apart by the analogy? Does it not devastate you to the core? He is like a flamingo razor. A flamingo razor.
Now, flamingo razor lady, please turn this little baby flamingo into a new phone case stat. Thank you.
Notice that this is not just a flamingo. It's an unbroken bird, thanks to its mother.
So then Erica, okay, this is like, I guess they're telling Erica they need to show Tom more or something, because this is the second time she's brought Tom up, like she's still really into this marriage. The first time was when she was golfing. She's like,
got a funny story for you. Tom wanted to take me golfing, so he was teaching me, and I did better than him. I mean, I was perfect. And then he said, we're never golfing together again. Isn't that funny?
I was like, no. It's sad. And then now she's like,
hello, Tom. It's me, Erica, your wife. Did you just land off the plane? Wow. All right, yeah. Well, I don't want to keep you.
He's like, go to your room, okay. Erica. Fucking A.
There was just so much love on that phone call. She's like, hey, how are you? Good.
Yeah, we're here. We're having a great time.
Okay.
It's nice here.
Great. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just... Did you remember to record Judge Judy while I was gone?
I just wanted to make sure our CBS is paid up so I could watch The Good Fight.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, well, good talk.
He's like, did you run out of money for the pool tile budget that I gave you 3 seasons ago? Why are you calling me?
He's like, listen, I'm at my booth in Morton's, so we can wrap this up.
I love you.
Yeah.
That was sad. So then Denise calls her kid. It's cute. And then everybody's getting ready for dinner. And This is where we get a close-up of the Beverly Beach hat, which really makes me want to barf. But also, it's kind of funny that the cameraman did that, because this is probably the same day that Tariq got yelled at about Beverly Beach.
At the pool. Exactly. So Lisa calls Teddy and invites her to, well, she basically is like, can we talk? And so Teddy's going to come over to the room. So then there's like a very Teddy knock on the door, like, knock, knock. Like, she narrates her own knocks. And Lisa opens the door.
Hi.
I'm Teddy. Am I here for an apology or to get an apology?
Well, I'd like an explanation. I don't understand. And she's like, Lisa, you're smart. That's why this is such a bummer.
And so she's like, from the get-go, I was told Lisa wants you to know about this dog. And she's saying that, like, she says Lisa gave explicit instructions to John Blizzard to tell Teddy. And Lisa goes, no, I did not give explicit instructions. I just merely left a few notes around saying someone should tell Teddy, and someone's name rhymes with lizard. Lizard. Oops, I guess I said his name outright.
Well, this is where I started getting, this is fishy, this conversation, okay? Well, I mean, it's always fishy, but every time I'm like, wait a minute, what? Because she goes, all I know is your involvement is when John Blizzard told you something on Monday. And Teddy's like, I don't know what the day was, and that's not the point. And she goes, well, I know what day it was. And she's like, that's not the point, Lisa. Which kind of...
I thought it was the other way around.
Leads credence. No, because there's this timeline going around of when shooting was, and everybody's being very specific about what day everything happened, because they're insinuating that Teddy's taking everything out of order to try and make Lisa look bad.
Wow.
But I don't know what it is because I didn't read the timeline because I don't want to be spoiled. But it's just, I'm just pointing out that they're all specifying these days. And Teddy's like, that's not the point. She's like, but it kind of is the point, you know? So then she's like, but, and then Teddy's like, you gave him directions to call me. She goes, no. And so then Teddy's like, the idea that Lisa didn't have her staff call me is obscene. And it's a bold-faced lie. And I have proof. So she tells Vanderpump, so you never wanted me to know and you never texted Dorit Teddy Knows? And she goes, well, I did text her. I said, Teddy knows and you should talk to John and get ahead of this.
Right. And because and because Lisa's like, well, of course I told Dorit because you guys have a tenuous history. And like, of course, I'm going to say, like, you should like talk to Teddy before it becomes out of hand. Right. Which is basically what you just said.
And if I hadn't told Dorit, then I would be to blame for not telling Dorit.
Yeah. So long story short, Teddy pulls up the John Blizzard text, which is already ridiculous that we have to look at texts from John Blizzard of all people. So she pulls up these texts to show that like John Blizzard said that he was told, etc. And Lisa's like, I don't have any communication with John Blizzard ever. I don't even have his phone number. I don't even know who he is. What is he, a blizzard? Is he like a snowman? Who is this person? I don't know who he is.
He's only 22. I don't call anyone under the age of 37.
The only person I call who's under 30 is Pandy. But honestly, she's about 45 in reality.
So Teddy's like, I think that you're creating shit because you got busted. And she's like, all right, Teddy. She goes, sorry, Lisa. She's like, that's not fair, Teddy. She goes, get your story straight. So Teddy is just like, pissed, and she's just
also
like throwing a damn fit. And Lisa's like, whatever. So then Teddy marches over to Dorit. She's like, I'm not doing this, Dorit. Okay, I'm not taking this into dinner. This is not fair. And she's like, what did I do?
Yeah. Dorit has that like gobsmacked look on her face, like she just saw Yeti run through the hallway.
Yeah. Whoa, PK.
She's like, I'm telling you the same thing I said last night. You did nothing wrong, Dorit.
She's like, Teddy.
She says, you're much smarter than you pretend, Vanderpump. You're not confused, and I'm not going to be your pawn to get it, Dorit.
And so then Teddy storms off, and Dorit goes, thank you, Teddy. And then Lisa gives Dorit such a nasty look. Like, I'm sorry, did I just hear that? Did I hear the sound of a traitor in my midst?
Yeah, she does. She looks like she's going to smack her.
By the way, isn't it possible, like, first of all, why is everyone putting so much faith into fucking John Blizzard, okay? This guy is, I mean, like, has there ever been, like, a clear fame whore? But I base that on him working at Vanderpump Dogs. But still, like, why are we putting so much faith into what he says is the absolute truth, honestly? Why? Second of all, isn't it possible that, like, he said something like, oh, like they're talking about the dog being back, and John Blizzard says something like, oh my God, like, I'm just texting with Teddy. Like, I'm totally, like, is it cool if I mention it? And I'm sure Lisa's like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, because what's the big deal, right? And, like, I just feel like it's, maybe that didn't happen, but it's conceivable that, like, Lisa was like, yeah, sure, about something. And then John Blizzard's like, yes, she told me to tell you. Like, I don't know. I'm just, like, very suspicious of John Blizzard, mainly because his last name is Blizzard. I'll be honest. That's what it all comes down to. His name is Blizzard. It's not a real name, okay? He's not a real person. He's a robot, and I don't trust any of his motives.
Well, did we actually say what the text was? Because Teddy whipped out her phone at one point, and she showed a screenshot of the text, and it was a tiny little screenshot that, of course, like I said earlier, cut out everything except two lines of the text so that Teddy wouldn't incriminate herself. And we find out why she would do that later on in this episode.
Yeah.
But it basically says, Teddy says, did Lisa tell you to tell me? And he says, yes. Right? Basically that. Which, you know, Teddy is definitely playing both sides of that even then to say, like, did Lisa tell you to tell me this? You know what I'm saying?
So, exactly.
Look, the point is, Dorit did bad, and to think that this isn't going to come up on camera is ridiculous. But then everybody else's point is that if Lisa wanted it on camera, she should have just done it herself. But then Lisa did do it herself by putting it on camera with Dorit and PK at lunch, where she said, you guys shouldn't have done that. You should have brought it to me, and there's a fine, and blah, blah, blah. And PK said, no, well, there's not a fine because we're your friends, and that's why you forgive us, and you don't ask questions because we're your friends. That's the end of it. So she gave them plenty of a chance to look like idiots, you know.
Yeah.
On their own.
So now there's like a scene of Kyle calling Mauricio because she found two Rolexes, and she's like, well, you know, ever since we were robbed, like, I knew I would never get that jewelry back, but I wasn't just going to go buy any jewelry. I'm just going to fill it up piece by piece. And so, you know, I want to get something from Mauricio. I'm like, wow, like, what am I supposed to be feeling about this? Am I supposed to be, like, in awe of your glamour, or am I supposed to be just like, what? Like, I don't know. I was like, this is... What is the end game with this scene? Because it's not making me feel very good about you, Kyle.
No, it's just what Kyle does. Every fucking scene is in Beverly Hills, the way my city, or it's about her money or her businesses, which are now, I think, defunct. So now we've just pretty much got our money left.
So Teddy returns to her suite, where she shares with Kyle. She's like, "Hi, I'm Teddy. I forgot my key. Hi, I'm Teddy. I forgot my key. Hi, I'm Teddy. I forgot." Oh. Hi, I'm Teddy. Thanks for opening the door.
And Kyle's wearing this terrible ruffle dress with little metal holes all over it. Ugh. I mean, she looks like a really terrible tent.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Terrible tent.
Like, you know, like, it has those hooks that tents have that you, like, hook all the sticks together.
Yeah.
Those little metal hole sticks. Okay, so anyway, Kyle's like, yeah, so anyway, she's like, oh my god, that face. And Teddy goes, yeah, well, this is a face of irritation. Listen, Kyle, how clear were you with Lisa today? And Kyle's like, very clear. I was very clear that I'm very confused and I have no idea why everybody's so angry, even though I keep telling everybody how angry they should be. Okay?
Exactly. So, and Teddy's like, oh, I don't want to be fake at dinner. I can't be fake at dinner. I'm like, okay. Now, listen, Teddy. I actually like Teddy a lot. I really do like Teddy. Teddy Bear has really grown on me over the past season and four episodes. And I understand that's a very, like, admirable impulse. But it's also kind of like being just, like, part of – like, just being, like, an adult. Like, you just sometimes just, like – just deal with it. It's kind of like, you know what? You're annoyed at her. She's being a bitch. You feel like she's being a bitch. Just be, whatever. Like – have fun despite her. Don't sit there like a teenager being like, mom was mad at me. You know, just like, please, you know? Yeah.
Well, she doesn't. She just tells her off at dinner instead. So Vanderpump
Which
and
was
Dorit.
Amazing.
Yeah. Vanderpump's like, well, what she's saying is that I told my employees to tell her about it so that she would tell everybody and get you in trouble. And Dorit goes, is it true, Lisa? Just say if it's the truth. Because you know me, one to drop things immediately and not stay mad about them forever and ever.
Lisa,
for example, have you seen Erica's vagina, Lisa?
Lisa, if you tell me the truth, we can just bury it, and then I'll spend the rest of the season talking about how you betrayed me once. That's all, Lisa.
And she's like, it's not true. How many times do I have to say it? She goes, John Blizzard is trying to start shit, and I don't like that. I've got to figure this one out. So then Kyle and Teddy have trouble walking over this bridge because they're all wearing expensive shoes, you know? And then Vrenna trying to get over the bridge. She's like, fuckers. Oh, God. Ow. High bridge. Whoa.
You know that there was, like, there had previously been some sort of, like, thing over that bridge, so it's, like, fine to walk over. They're like, you know, the staff was like, you know, fuck these women. Take that off. Make them struggle.
Yeah. Lisa Vanderpump's like, listen here. You didn't hear it from me, but my assistant called to ask you to take the covering off of the bridge.
The baby flamingo's like, bark, 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 bark. Got it. Bark, bark.
He's like, hand weird. That scene's over. You can say something else now, little baby flamingo.
The flamingos are just doing their own version of 101 Dalmatians. They're like, bark, 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 bark. They're all like communicating across the island.
Rina's like, I'm not going to kill myself on this bridge, this Vanderpump bridge. Just eat dinner, girls. So Camille and Eric are coming to dinner. Camille's like, let's have a good time. And Erica's like, yes, Camille, let's have a good time. It's like, God, the good time sister's coming.
So everyone
so serious.
So everyone arrives at the table eventually. And my favorite part, I think, of this whole episode was watching Lisa and Teddy have this glare war where they just kept staring at each other from across the table, just like narrowing their eyes. It was actually so amazing. I could have watched an entire episode of just random patter happening with the two of them amidst it all, just staring like,
you little bitch, my teddy bear, my ass.
Hi, I'm Teddy, and I'm glaring.
Currently, Chef Joe is grinding up your brother and turning him into tonight's sausage special, bitch!
I gave your brother a barback position in Tom Tom, a.k.a. the domain of Nicolaine.
So, yeah, Teddy's giving her this, like, really dirty look, and Vanderpump's just looking back like, yes, Teddy, do you have anything to say to me? So Tariq comes, and she's in full victim mode. She's like, thank you, ladies, thank you for being here, ladies, thank you for being here. I'm like, okay, Tariq, you can just calm it down.
And Lisa, meanwhile, is also in victim mode. She's like,
well, no one's even acknowledging me. I feel as welcome as a turd in a swimming pool. Or, let me explain this better, a Dorit in a swimming pool.
I feel like Dorit and PK in a loan office.
yeah, she's upset no one's acknowledging her. And Erica, showing her class over there, they serve a macaron on a tiny plate, and someone goes, what is that? And she goes, it's a macaroon, baby. I'm like, oh yeah. God, you don't know the difference between a macaroon and a macaron. I am mortified for you. This is like why Tom hung up on you.
And this, it was like a savory macaron, or something, like a bacon one or whatever, and Denise Richards just staring at it like, and you guys got any fries or a grilled cheese, like like maybe a burger. I don't know. Like, what is this fancy food? You know, I was married to Charlie Sheen, for crying out loud. Like, you expect me to eat this? Yeah.
Last time I said, who do I got to blow for French fries? I ended up in a 5-year marriage, so I'm not going to ask that. But you got a kid's menu, eh?
Yeah. So then Dorit is going to do a toast, and, you know, she's basically... So everyone raises their glasses for a cheers, and there's this great moment. This was like the closest that anything on Bravo has come to like a British drama, costume drama, you know, like this was like a full on, like it should have been like Imelda Staunton and like Emma, what's her face. And basically Lisa goes, like, gives a, like a warm, like, cheers, Teddy, even though I'm mad at you, you're still my teddy bear. Look. And Teddy Bear like looks at her like, And Lisa's like, oh, I'm going to start to smile. And then Teddy looks away, and he's just like, oh!
And Rinda's like, cheers to Dorit and wonderful trips and me not having to start another scene. Is anybody going to yell at each other? So they're all sitting there awkwardly, and Kyle gets her Rolex Postmated to her.
Yeah.
She's ordering her Rolex on Postmates, which is kind of hilarious. So, Camille's checking on Vanderpump, but basically everyone's just ignoring her, you know?
Yeah. So someone asked Teddy how her day was, and she's like, well, hi, I'm Teddy, and the first part was good, but the second part, not so good, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it and pretend everything is hunky-dory because I'm not a fucking fake. And you could see everyone was like, breathed a sigh of relief, like, thank you for not sugarcoating it. We've already had too many carbs today.
Yeah. And when she says, I had a good start, but then it wasn't good, Brenda's like, you don't want to talk about it. Come on, talk about it. Please talk about it.
Were people doing cocaine in your cabana?
No one has anything else going on at this table. Please talk about it. So
even the fish weren't here.
So when she's like, yeah, I'm not a fake. So Dorit goes, Titty, I believe you right now. And I want you to know, Titty, I believe everything that you've said. And Vanderpump's like, shing! Like, her eyes give the Top Chef shing. And Teddy's like, thank you, because this feels really icky right now. You are the one making it icky, Teddy.
Yeah.
Okay? No matter who made you fucking say something about it, you are still the one who said, bring out that fucking dog.
Yeah.
No one made you do that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's like, you feel icky about... I don't know. To me, it's like... It's such a stupid thing to feel icky about. Like, you feel like you're manipulated to, like, play a part in the dog drama. I guess here's the thing. It's like, Teddy didn't actually do anything, right? Like, the whole thing is that Teddy feels like Lisa was trying to use her to get mad at Dorit. But the thing is that nothing happened. It was the dog was brought out.
Now we find out why Teddy is so mad. Yeah. Because, well, we find out soon. We'll wait for it. So at this point in the show, yeah, it's like, well, but nothing really happened. You didn't tell Dorit. Yeah. Lisa and that's what is infuriating about this, because they're like, if Lisa wanted to do it, she should have done it herself. But Lisa ran interference, and before anybody told anybody, she took Dorit and PK to lunch to tell them and have a conversation on camera. So yeah, that's why all of this has no air in it. And Teddy, it makes no sense that she's so angry until the end. So yeah, she's like, this is tricky. So then Vanderpump puts it perfectly when she's like, Dorit stands for nothing. Oh, toasting the wonderful Teddy. How about have some loyalty to the friend that's had your back for 2 years? And then they show a clip of Vanderpump standing up for stupid Dorit.
But I think it's actually code for the fact that, like, when Dorit came on the scene, people hated her. And I think probably other – and she was also, like, other castmates didn't like her. And I think that, like, Vanderpump really stood up for Dorit and PK when – I mean, I think the audience still is like, ugh, Dorit. But I think we are all sort of, like, are, like, amused constantly by Dorit being so Dorit-ish. But I think at the beginning, people hated Dorit a lot more. And Vanderpump stood up for her. And, like, Dorit was very unpopular. And Vanderpump basically gave, like, no, she has my seal of approval. And so she's basically saying, like, I brought you on this show. I protected you. I kept you on this show. And this is how you repay me.
Well, and it's also what happened with Teddy. Because no one would have talked to Teddy last year. Teddy was fighting with Erica. And she was fighting with Dorit.
Yeah.
You know, like, where would she have been?
And basically also, because, I mean, I do think that Vanderpump, like, still wants to give Dorit the business for the shit she was saying last year, which is why, because I do think that some of this really is true, but I think that's her way of basically being like, you know what, like, I was loyal to you, and then you talk shit about me behind my back last season, so I'm gonna give you the business. It's more like this is, I don't know. I'm so confused in my own thoughts right now.
I guess I would be totally on board with that theory, except that Dorit actually did something like a week before filming. Like, if this was all coming from some random thing that probably didn't even happen, but we know Dorit did the deed. She did the deed, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, did Vanderpump conspire to give Dorit a horrible dog, knowing that Dorit would return it to a shelter to make her look bad on TV? I mean, that's how far back you have to go if it's like a real conspiracy, you know?
Right. Well, I think it's more like, you know, it's like, you know what? I put my neck out for you guys. And even last season, when you were saying shit behind my back, like, it pissed me off. And so, like, you know, I was annoyed. And then on top of everything else, you get a dog from my shelter and from my adoption agency, and then you take it and then you return it. It winds up in a shelter, which is like against everything I stand for. You know, it's like, what sort of loyalty is there to me?
Yeah. So Lisa's like, cause Rinna, oh my God. So we cut back to the table and Rinna's going, oh, Teddy, I'm really sad you're in this situation. Why is this happening to Teddy Mellencamp? Why?
I love that.
Over the top, ridiculous. So Lisa's like, all right, Rinna's got a bone. I'm going. Bye, guys. And they're like, why, Lisa? Rinna goes, don't leave. It's not about you. Like, yeah, it literally is. She's like, oh, God. And then Dorit goes, oh. And she's like, no one's talking to me anyway. And Dorit's like, I have spoken to you, Lisa. Remember I said hello right before I said, Teddy, I believe everything you've said.
So Vanderpump's like, I don't care. So she starts leaving. And then Kyle, of course, runs after her. He's like, oh, no, don't leave. Don't leave. We still want to humiliate you some more. Don't. Come on. We have a few more things to throw in your face. Oh, no, don't leave.
Yeah. And Vanderpump on her way out is like, thank you for being a good friend, Denise. Thank you for being a good friend, Camille. And thank you for being a good friend, Breadbasket. All right. Goodbye.
Where is my army of baby flamingos to ferry me away?
And Dorit goes, this reminds me of the Palace House last year. I was like, yeah, where you were also a dick. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
God. So then Dorit's like, I don't want to be hassing this out. I would love to say, I believe you, Lisa, but I need to be true to myself. Like, okay.
Yeah, this is.
Then why don't you mention how you were chased all over the hotel by a debtor? How about that?
How about you return the dog the proper way? How about that? Be true to the contract that you signed.
So then Teddy's like, I can't do this anymore, you understand? And Lisa Rinna goes, I do understand, and I have great empathy for you because I have been in the same position you are, Munchausen's. Here we go, Rinna with her Munchausen bone. You know, Rinna was totally programmed to say Munchausen, and it was everybody else's fault. Even after Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle sat down with Yolanda to squash this, and Yolanda said, you accused me of Munchausen, and they said, no, we were making fun of the fact that you look sick on Instagram, and then you're in a bikini on Instagram.
Yeah. Like,
here we go again, Rinna. Drop the bone, Rinna. Get a better bone.
Yeah. And so Teddy is like, I'm an honest person. Hi, I'm Teddy. Never once have I told a lie, which I believe. But then later in the episode, it's like, what is happening here?
Yes. Yeah, so then Kyle's then trying to get more out of her. And Vanderpump's like, listen, something's gone askew here. And I need time to figure it out. I'm putting on my pink fur hat and my pink fur phone case and murder. She had somebody else write for her because she's so manipulative that she can't write her own novels.
Then Denise goes, I don't mean to be an asshole, but I don't know what the fuck is going on.
So what are you saying? She set it up and she won't admit it. Is she the reason there's no French fries at this goddamn restaurant? And Teddy's like, she won't admit it and I have proof. And Dorit's like, well, I assume when you say you have proof. She's like, here's the proof. Two lines of one text that screenshot. So Dorit's like, oh!
So then Rinna gets on to Kyle's case a little bit. And she's like, Kyle, Kyle, you should pipe up and just say that Vanderpump doesn't always tell the truth. Say it, Kyle. Say it, Kyle. Which then puts Kyle in her favorite position to be like, guys, this is a hard position to be in. I don't want to be in the middle. Even though I created this disaster, I don't
This is just who Lisa Rinna is, guys. And Erica's like, oh, you just gave her a pass, babe. A pass to hurt her. And then a pass to hurt her as well.
And then Kyle says, guys, I'm not responsible for Lisa Vanderpump's actions. I was like, huh, where have I heard that before? And it was like roundly chastised by the entire group. Oh, that's right. Lisa Vanderpump saying that about John Blizzard and John Sessa. But for some reason, Kyle Richards can say, I'm not responsible for Lisa Vanderpump's actions, then it's okay.
Well, they were employees. I think that's why they were saying that they're she's responsible. But Kyle's like, I'm not her employee.
Fine.
And she's like, I'm just saying that what I know this about her, and she's my friend, and now what do I do? Like, Kyle's a real victim here. Yeah. And then Brenda's like, yeah, that's right. What do you do? What the fuck do you do? That's why we need to talk about what you do. And you say, you know what you fucking do? You say, stop it!
What do we say? Enough is enough. Stop. Stop. I'm like, okay, you know what? It's not like there's like a drug abuse and human trafficking happening here. It's like literally at the worst case scenario, Vanderpump is like, you know what? I'm mad. Let's go put this on camera because I don't feel like getting into a whole big thing, but I want to shame her a little bit. Like, yeah, maybe worst case scenario, not a classy moment, not even a moment of good character, but really not the end of the world.
Yeah. So Camille goes, I need to say something. Don't worry. It's not about Supreme Court justices yet.
She needs
yet,
to say
so you
something right
like
now.
Me.
Here, I'll do this for you, Camille.
I'll do this for you, Camille.
You know, there's people that Camille has wanted apologies for years and years. Like her ex-husband, Lisa Vanderpump, Hertz Rent-A-Car, the guy who used the stones on her side on the walkway, you know, in Malibu. Yeah. Nick, the tennis guy, where'd he go? Why didn't he ever say goodbye? You know what I'm saying?
Apologies.
But sometimes it never happens.
It never happens. Yeah, so she's like, I wanted apologies from my ex-husband. I wanted apologies from Kyle one time. Even Lisa one time. But you just don't get them sometimes. And Camille's she goes, but not everyone's nice. And sometimes we need to find a way to move forward because life is too short. And Teddy's like, who wants to live like that? There's a reason he's your ex-husband, okay?
Yeah.
If you didn't want to hold grudges, you just forgive him for everything, you know? So yeah. Erica's like, well, she doesn't want to just sit here and pretend to be nice to someone who's fucked her over, Camille.
Yeah. And Denise is like, well, why don't you just say sorry? Like, what's all this? She's going to steal our fries and just walk off?
Oh, Denise, you know what? I got an idea. Why don't you go tell her that? Go knock on the door. I got $1,000 with your name on it if you do it, all right? And I got it on me, too.
And she's like, no thanks. Like, something tells me not to fuck with Lisa Vanderpump, and I don't really need $1,000, okay? So.
Listen, I'm a lady with terrible instincts, okay? I was married to Charlie Sheen, and now I'm fucking a guy who does, quote-unquote, energy sound balancing something or another. He was married to Nicola Chert. I have terrible, terrible judgment. But even I know, don't get on the wrong side of Lisa Vanderpump.
God damn it! You were married to Charlie Sheen. You're not afraid of Vanderpump.
She's like, I am. She's worse than Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. So Erica's like,
I'm okay. We had a fun day tonight, Teddy. Me and you bonded over golfing. I'm not going to let Lisa Vanderpump ruin it.
And then Kyle's Rolex arrives. I'm yeah. Like, oh, like, God, ooh. You people are the worst.
So meanwhile, upstairs, since Lisa doesn't have a cigarette this time, a la Puerto Rico, she does the next best thing, which is get on the phone. She's like, Ken. And he's like, oh, goodbye, Kyle. She's like, oh, let me call the estate. Hello, Rocio. Rocio.
Dogs barking in the background.
Like chaos, like a tornado going through. It's like, no, it's Maria. Oh, good, Alfredo. Glad to get you. Can you get Ken?
It's like, oh, for God's sake. She can't even call Ken, so she's just stuck sitting there alone. So then it's 4:28, and we see Lisa Kyle getting in their van, because they have to leave super early. And Kyle's like, I'm so tired. We had so much fun last night after you went upstairs crying. It was amazing. Kyle, just Lisa's being like, good friend Kyle.
Yeah, and Lisa's like, well, actually, I have many thoughts about that because it was so ridiculous. And Kyle's like, the last thing I want to hear about right now is Lisa and this dog. I'm like, well, then you should have thought about that before you instigated the entire situation 2 nights ago.
Yeah, why don't you talk about your storyline some more? Your fucking Rolex, Kyle, okay?
Oh, you're sad your kids are moving out. Oh.
So Dorit is pretending to set the table in her own hotel room, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, let me just put the finishing touches on setting the table.
Like a table?
No!
And so everyone's coming over for like a final breakfast, and they're just like talking about the fun times last night. And Rinna's like, I don't know why I wrote this down. I just liked it because it was such a Camille moment. Because Rinna's like, I woke up this morning, and then Camille just goes, sad.
They have nothing to fucking talk about. That's what also kills me about this group. It's not like this is just a little side story, but they're all really interesting on their own. They have nothing to say to each other ever, unless it's about this. They try. It's like, we went shopping. Oh, I went shopping too. Did you go shopping? I went shopping. And then they just kind of stare at each other like, now what? So Dorit's like, I've been really sad about the whole mess.
Sad. Yeah, so sad.
Yeah.
Sad time.
Yeah. So they all, Rinna's like, it was fun, but I woke up with a doom feeling.
Oh, that's why she was saying sad. Yeah. I was trying to remember why Camille was saying sad. That's right. Because Rinna woke up with doom. I forgot the doom part.
Yeah. So Dorit's like,
our friendship is more than just me and Lisa. It's PK and other friends in our money laundering chain. I hope we can work this out so I can rebuild my trust in Lisa. I'm like, oh, so now this is about you trusting Lisa? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So now we're back in Beverly Hills. And Lisa's like, oh, the roses are dead. Dead roses at Villa Blanca. I mean, Villa Rosa. Oh, how could we? We should name ourselves Villa Rosa Mortas. What? I don't know. I don't speak Spanish.
Villa Muertes.
The House of the Dead.
Really?
So she's like, oh,
really
should
cleared
we,
the room with the dead roses humor.
Should we put these roses out to pasture? Let Dorit drive them to Orange County for us. Get it!
So Ken comes out and he's like, I'm dead, darling. Woke up, what was the thing, darling? The printer, I woke up to bloop, bloop, bloop. It was the printer, darling.
Alfredo was trying to get me. It's Maria. So. Lisa's like, oh, Ken, you don't know what it was like. He's like, well, I can imagine. No, you actually can't. You cannot imagine. We were at a resort with no fish and baby flamingos. It was terrible.
He's like, well, she can't bully you anymore, darling, because I went to Blizzard and I had him print out all of his texts. Right, I've got texts printed out.
And all of her texts.
Science state, darling. It took like 19,000 reams of paper. Bloop.
Back up. Come back, Ken. Turn back around, Kimba.
So Ken starts reading the John Blizzard texts with Teddy, and he's like,
so he says, you need to call me today. And she says, is everything okay? And he says, whenever you're free, girl, you're going to die, girl. OMFG, girl.
So she says, have the dog there, add dot, dot, dot. And Lisa's like, unfucking believable.
Okay, so do you want to hear the texts?
Yes.
Which is like a, I guess, a new word of saying, I guess it's not that new, but it's, you know, the Bravo texts. Way of saying texts.
Yeah. Text is usually the standard pronunciation.
Yeah. So we see something, don't lie. And then, we see Teddy saying exactly in all caps. That's what Sessa told. Wait, hold on. Oh, no, no. This is John Blizzard saying exactly. That's what Sessa told him. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. That's what Sessa said to him last night. Legit. And she goes,
have the dog there, and I can say it looks like Dorit's dog.
And he goes, yeah, because if they give us the go-ahead, dot, 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 Hannah and I have the receipts. And she goes,
either way, it'll come out.
Like, we can lay it all out about everything this season on Vanderpump Dogs, LOL face, little doggy face.
I wonder who Hannah is. I'd like to know. I want to get to the bottom of that, okay?
Yeah. Also interesting because not only is Teddy a big fat fucking liar and totally conspired with this kid to bring out the dog on camera, which they ended up doing, which is what made this whole thing a problem, right? That was Teddy's idea. No one put that in her head. She said, have the dog there, and I can say it looks like Dorit's dog, which is exactly what caused this whole thing. And then another interesting thing to me is that he said, because if they give us the go-ahead, dot, 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 we have the receipts.
Well, this is all assuming, of course, that these texts are, like, legit and not doctored, which is annoying that we have to even say that, but this is the world we live in. So who knows? Because people have done shady things with fake text messages. I mean, Jax was able to do it. Jax and Kristen were able to manufacture fake text messages. So this all hinges on that. And I don't know. I mean, I still think it's all really dumb. But I don't know, because Teddy has been really forthright. She has been an honest person.
Nah. Not if this is true. Not on. Oh, you're saying besides this?
No, her track record has been pretty, like, clean and honest. And Lisa has been, no pun intended, dogged by these accusations. But I've always stood up for Lisa because I've always felt like there were a lot of holes in the accusations. And so there's a part of me that's like, well, at a certain point, how many of these can how many, like, when there's smoke, there's fire at a certain point. But at the same time, I kind of feel like...
Well, not when the kindling is Brandy Glanville and Lisa Rinna. You know what I mean?
Or Yolanda Foster. Well, right, I guess it wasn't. Or Kyle. To. It's more a Kyle.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. But if this is true, Teddy looks like a fucking idiot. And it explains why Teddy's so furious about everything and trying to come out in front of it, acting so self-righteous and mad this whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, she thinks Lisa's going to bring up this text. I'm interested to see how this unfolds.
Right. I want to see the full text receipts. I want to see everything now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be pretty interesting because you can fake text, but they still stay in the iCloud. I mean, I guess you would have to get a warrant. Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna stop myself now.
I mean, you can delete individual texts from your It's not like a text conversation is definitely incriminating, but you can also delete things.
Right, but you can delete it on your phone. Like, if I delete my text on my phone, it's still on my computer the way it was. It doesn't delete on my computer.
Does it? Is it?
Uh-huh. And if you delete it, you know, so I'm sure iCloud has a record. Otherwise, no one would ever get arrested from this shit, you know? But, I mean, how are you going to get that? Girl, like, now I'm starting to think too crazy. Like, get an FBI warrant!
I know. I would like Tim Cook to release these texts from the Apple Vault, and so we can just judge them and understand what the hell's going on. Because I just want context. I want context for everything. Because, you know, the other thing is, by the way, you know, devil's advocate, it's also possible that, like, the whole conversation could have been like said as like one big joke, right? Like there is a possibility that like that also like the stuff that Kem presented us is also taken out of context. So it's like we need to see the whole interaction.
I think what Teddy's mad about is that she feels that she was tricked into being this excited about getting Dorit in trouble. Like by telling her this guy, he's calling her and acting like, oh my God, we're going to totally bring her down.
That
and she
sense.
Got excited, but she was manipulated into it by Vanderpump. But nobody manipulated her into not liking Dorit or saying, bring the dog out and then having the dog brought out. I mean,
I think you hit the nail on the head.
She's
going to
try
that,
and
like,
wrap this all up in the being I was manipulated.
She's upset that she was she felt manipulated into saying the things that Ken texted out. Not that she's not saying she didn't say them. That's what she's truly mad about. That she felt like she was turned into like a craven, vengeful person.
Right. Which, and, you know, to that I say, fuck you. That's you who did that. Nobody made you do that.
Yeah.
To give you information and then hope that you go spin it out of control is not a crime, you know, as long as you take it and spin it out of control. That's what I say.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll just have to see what happens on the next episode because
Lisa's the next 20 episodes. Jesus.
I'm into it. Look, it's like a conspiracy theory. That's like your bread and butter.
I know, but it's not because it's all plain as day. Everybody's just trying to make it this big, huge thing. Like, but isn't she wrong? Shouldn't she have fired them for trying to conspire to say something? No. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm excited. So we are done for the day arguing about this fucking dog. I'm sure you guys will have plenty to say about it. So please feel free to. I'm sure I'll read every damn comment because as much as I pretend I'm over it, I'm totally obsessed and we'll read about it until the next recap next week.
Yeah.
We will see you guys later on. Thank you so much for being here. Come to South by Southwest, people. It's Tuesday. Badge holders are first, but then everyone with an RSVP is next and free. So get your butts over there and then we'll see you in Cincinnati next weekend for two shows. So come to the early show, guys. Happy hour show. We will see you guys later. Thanks for everything.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Today in Focus is the new daily podcast from The Guardian. Every day we bring you the best stories from our journalists around the world. Subscribe now to Today in Focus from The Guardian for your essential dose of news and analysis. And right now, Today in Focus is supported by Dell Small Business. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership you need to grow your business. To find out more, head to dell.co.uk/smallbusinessadvisor.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hi, I'm Thomas Small. I'm here to introduce you to a new podcast called Conflicted. I'm the host, along with my dear friend Eamon Dean, who just so happens to be a former Al-Qaeda terrorist turned MI6 double agent. Together we explore things like the war on terror, Islamist terror, the psychology of jihad.
When you have people who feel guilty, when they are afraid of eternal punishment, I can go to them and say, you want to be completely forgiven? They will say, yes. Well, join the jihad.
Search for Conflicted now.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.